For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard the interview there with Nick Sirianni. Your opportunity to react. What'd you make of his answers? Obviously, the broader topic's still all on the table, but the interview from the end of last hour, the freshest thing. So let's go. Reaction, 215-592-9494. How do you think he handled it? Let's get to Chuck. He's calling from Mount Airy right now. Chuck, good morning.
Yo, John Rhea. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, man. Hey, John. How you doing, buddy? Hey, listen,
great,
man.
Chuck.
Here's the thing, right? He said it was a private situation, but once you challenged 70,000 people, became public, you might as well just answer what you were going to answer.
I agree.
I thought it was foolish. Just acting like, come on. The cameras caught it. The cameras caught it, but you can't talk about it anymore. Come on.
Well, and you know, look, you don't have to.
You know what? Maybe, he doesn't want to like give it life any further.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Just say it then. Say, I don't know. I wasn't satisfied with that.
I was,
that's for sure.
And Chuck, I wouldn't say you have to quote verbatim what you said. You may not even remember verbatim what you said, but I don't think he expressed the sentiment that we were looking for, which was what type of thing did you say? What, you know, was it jokey joke? Was it anger? Like, what was
right.
it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I called to give him some grace. I mean, listen, being 48 hours removed from this thing, I was angry yesterday because of the way we lost more than, I mean, the way we won. I felt like a loss, but the way we won more than anything.
You're right.
You know,
so
but I called to give the guy some grace. I mean, you know, he's been, you know, he's had flowers thrown at him since he's been here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's had popcorn thrown on him from our fans. We could take a little bit. You know, we give a lot out, man. I mean, come on.
That's true.
Being real with
you're
ourselves,
right.
man.
This was pretty messy, though, Chuck. And I don't think when we talked to him today that it got cleaned up.
I don't either. I think it got more complicated. Look, Chuck, I think there's a way he could have fallen on the sword sometimes indicates it's someone else's fault. I think he could have taken more personal accountability and got people to move on. And now I feel like, to me, it sounds like he's going to bring the kids back. And the rationale is he loves his kids and they like being there.
But Joe, that's the thing. I mean, you know, the bigger picture is this, right? It's about this football team.
Well, sure.
I would have liked for you to have asked him, you know, just straight up, straight out, how involved are you in the offense?
Yeah.
You know, are you involved in offense heavily and to what extent? You know,
I
want to hear him answer that question because this offense right now does not look like Kellen Moore's offense, and that's the bigger problem. You know, going forward, I don't think this team is the terrible team, nor do I think they're a great team. I think they can get better as the weeks go on. I just want to see two things improve. And the two things I want to see improve is Kellen Moore's imprint being put on his offense more, number one. And number 1A is the tush push. I wish they would outlaw that.
They're so lucky it's not outlawed because I'll tell you what, some of these drives that end in touchdowns wouldn't if they didn't have that advantage.
It was their best play, most consistent.
It was four times in the first half. And I still think it should be outlawed, but they are great at it.
It's horrible at this point, though. I mean, we used it once upon a time to get a big first down or whatever, or a goal line touchdown. Okay, I get that. But they use it like it's a crutch. It's just ridiculous. And the other thing is, I just want to see the quarterback get better. I see these other quarterbacks out here playing at a high level, man. And, you know, and with these weapons, I just don't want to waste this year with this quarterback playing the way that they're playing. So, I mean, like I said.
I agree with your points. All right, Chuck, give me a great answer. Who needs to apologize?
Like I said, I'm going to take things with a grain of salt, but I want this team to get the quarterback to get better. That's it. Because I know if he gets better.
All right, give me an answer for the prize. Who needs to apologize?
Oh, man, you know, not to us, but this guy needs to apologize to the people that was in that organization at that time, and he needs to apologize to LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson, Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly, yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
Holy mackerel. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, that is a pretty good answer. Dan, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
I don't know. I'm kind of befuddled, Dan, because I expected Sirianni to say the kids wouldn't be up there anymore. And I'm like, wow, okay, I guess we're still at this spot.
I'm starting to think that Nick Sirianni does what Nick Sirianni wants to do, regardless of...
Wait. Really, Dan?
Yeah, I do. Like, you know...
He is still calling plays, John. There's
like
that
the
element.
Offense, has his fingerprints on it.
All right, even if, let's say even if he isn't calling plays, right?
But he is.
No, I'm just saying, let's the fact that he would come out and say I am. Like, he wants the world to know that I'm Nick Sirianni, I'm doing things my way, I don't care. I don't want a coach that is literally causing distractions for the team now. So, like, you have coaches, it's almost like offensive linemen, right? If you don't hear an offensive lineman call during the game, then he's doing his job. So, pretty much what a coach is supposed to do, right? Like, yeah, when our team suck, whatever, we get on the coach, but they're not really involved as opposed to what you think is going on, and you can clearly see that the team is fouling or succeeding. Nick Sirianni, you can clearly see the team's failing or succeeding, but now you have another caveat where he's actually distracting the team now. So he's hurting the team. I don't understand what the pro of keeping him is. Like, they're not, they have a great roster. They're not playing lights out. I just, all he's doing is distracting and causing more drama. Like, he's
Dan,
he's
I do feel like this offense would be better. Like, if he gets jettisoned and we got Kellen Moore actually calling the offense he wants to call, I have these crazy visions of sugar plums that you know, dance in my heads that the offense looks completely better. But I don't know that's a fact anymore.
I don't either.
But the big question coming into the season was, what does Nick Sirianni do? What does Nick Sirianni do? The plain, simple, outright answer now is distract.
Distract.
Like, I was going to say too much.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
I don't know. We don't know that. We've also been told, Dan, that he's the best in-meeting coach Jason Kelce's ever seen.
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah, you're right, Dan. I think that's fair.
That's what we've been talking about. Nick Sirianni since the end of the game. Like, not how they played or, you know, it's thrown in there, but we're talking about Nick Sirianni and his antics as a car.
So is this Nick being intentional? Is this Nick distracting us?
I think it's him, and
yeah,
I think
it's who he is. And Dan, here's the irony to it, and the irony is very, very thick. It makes the Eagles less likable, but ironically, I think he's a really nice person.
I'd love to have a beer with him.
Right?
Like, I would love to. I think he'd be a great hang.
I think he's a wonderful person, but he irritates people on the outside.
By the way, I don't ever want to talk about anybody's kids, and I'm not going to talk about his kids, but the fact that now his kids are somewhat of a subject, that's embarrassing, and that should never, ever happen. Nobody should ever talk about anybody's family.
I was uncomfortable asking the question, but it had to be asked.
I was uncomfortable listening to the press conference with his kids there.
I was uncomfortable listening to Seth Joyner yesterday talk about his kids, not in a bad way, but it made me uncomfortable. Like, no, but the kids should never be.
But it's Nick Sirianni that interjected them, not Joe DeCamera.
Put them in that.
And that's what I'm saying, Joe. It's another distraction.
I agree.
It's another crazy thing.
All right, Dan, you can win this.
But what's most alarming is that he doesn't always seem to realize the distractions he's creating.
I agree.
So what do you think's going on?
Just said he'd do it again.
I don't care what the players say.
Look,
just unbelievable,
Dan. I think Lurie and Howie got to talk to him. That's my summation.
I think they need to let him go, and I'm not that guy that says fire coaches or managers or whatever. Like, he needs to be let go. Like, that's just it. Like,
all right,
he's
Dan,
causing a distraction to the organization.
All right, give me an answer. Who needs to apologize?
Your aunt and uncle for making you take your cousin to the
problem. <All right.
laughs>
How about Dan?
It's got my vote.
I'm going to say Dan for always lying. God, that guy, he's a great caller too. It's a funny little thing he does, but I'm going to go into my Bill Clinton here. I did not have sexual relations
with your cousin?
With my cousin.
Oh, my God.
Good. John kind of stepped on it, but you got the basic gist.
Yeah, John stepped on it.
All right, let's talk to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Maybe I can edit John out.
Wow. Mike, hello. Or the cantaloupe. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Mike.
And by the way, it's Giants Week. Just so everyone,
we'll get there eventually, man. Listen, wait till the Dombrowski Rob Thompson press conference. We'll have a whole nother stuff to talk about tomorrow and later today here on WIP. Oh.
Never boring in Philly sports, baby.
I know. Unless it's the Flyers the last 15 years, and it was very boring. That's okay.
Exactly. It's funny,
Dan. I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last caller, Dan, made a great point that all we've been doing is talking about Nick since the end of the game. I mean, I'll take it a step further. We've been talking about Nick since the end of last season. Like, I feel like it's just been one continuous conversation. And I look at this thing almost bifurcated. You know, there's a part of me that sees this almost like another one of the Flowers incidents where this could be an inflection point for Nick and for the team to kind of come together. I hope, and I think I'm being a little bit more hopeful with that. But what I also see is, like, I see a guy who, again, you know, I love the passion. I love the emotion. I love the guy. Love him. Love the authenticity. It's just, it's misapplied.
Yep.
Take that and focus on the game. Like, I see somebody who can't read a room. Like, again, I don't want to talk about the kids, but it's a crazy thing that this has become a topic because it's like we have someone who can't read the room. Like, Nick, read the room. Read the optics.
Mike, that's what's crazy here is he prides himself on being a teacher. He prides himself on reaching out and connecting. That concept, connecting, you have to understand how to read the room. You have to understand individual, like, humanity, like that interaction.
Yeah.
And that really worries me.
Well, so I agree, Mike. I agree with John on that. I'll also say this. Here's one thing I will say to him in his defense on the last 40 hours. His primary responsibility as it relates to football is to prepare the team to win. And if you notice, when I say, what have the last 40 hours been like for you? He immediately started talking about football, actual football, not press conferences, not interviews, football. And it is possible, because I think a lot of coaches do this, they insulate themselves, as they often need to really X's and O's it up and personal relationships with the players it up, to prepare the team for battle on Sunday to win. And it is possible that he has been a little bit, you know, head in the sand with all that's been discussed in the last 40 hours publicly. Now, I will say this. It is absolutely the job of the Eagles media relations staff to prepare him for what the sentiments on the outside are and to be able to address those sentiments. And, you know, I somewhere there's a disconnect because, I mean, any answer that does not begin with, I'm not going to have my kids at the podium again. I did it because I love them and I thought it was a cool experience for them. But in hindsight, I see that that is not the right course of action. Any answer other than that tells me he just doesn't say it and hasn't been told it. And that's a problem on either front.
Correct. And if you're a CEO head coach, I'm sorry, that then comes with that title of CEO. You need to be prepared to read that room and to know those situations. And to take the read the room comment one step further, if I have to question your ability to read the room, read situations, read the fan base, read the media, well, you know what? That now translates onto the field. Now I'm questioning your ability to read play situations, going forward on fourth down, crazy calls. You know, like, so now I have to just question your ability just to read situations on the field, which is what you are really hired to be. So, again, I'm hopeful that maybe this is a turning point for Nick, for the Birds, for the season. We will see.
All right, Mike, it's a fascinating phone call. Give me an answer. Who needs to apologize?
I'll tell you. The guy that called in for Beat the Hammer. And he laid an egg because he just wanted to be on the radio.
What a great answer.
That is a good answer.
He's like, oh, I just wanted to get on the air. Yeah. That guy was the worst. Yeah, nice job, Mike.
That's a good answer. I like that answer a lot. All right. Man, we got a lot
of. I forgot about that guy. Travesty.
About 4 weeks
just
ago, right?
Travesty.
It was unbelievable.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.